Have you ever wondered about the genius of the giraffe? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, some use the giraffe to illustrate basic evolutionary theory, but it runs into trouble.
John, Darwin himself talked about the giraffe in the 6th edition of The Origin of Species. He used giraffes to explain how a new species could emerge as a result of natural evolution.
He even told a story to explain how this might have happened, right?
In times of drought, animals with longer necks, well, they can reach more leaves. Over time, they would survive. The shorter-necked animals, well, they would die out. So over time, the long necks would just keep getting longer until, voila, the giraffe.
Only thing is, there's a few problems that we need to address that aren't worth sticking your neck out over.
The first problem is the female giraffe is a lot smaller than the male with a shorter neck. Then you have baby giraffes, you have young adults. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long a male giraffe's neck is, the species won't last long without the survival of the females or the survival of the young. The second problem is that one lucky mutation doesn't get you very far. The giraffe's long neck needs an entire biological, chemical, and structural mechanism to develop simultaneously in order to support it, literally. The giraffe should faint every time it stands up, but a massive heart pumps blood 5 feet into the air. Its head should explode every time it bends down to take a drink, but an amazing system of valves constricts the blood flow whenever its head drops to the ground. John, the genius of the giraffe, it ought to get our attention, but it points in the direction of God, the greatest designer of all.
Christian apologist Alec McClellan, here with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.